Share number 73. Chovas Alavavos Shehar Bitachon Perek Dalet, where the Chovas Alavavos is explaining different areas where one applies his Bitachon practically, and he had split it into seven different categories and groups. And in the first three, which were things that are beneficial in Olam Hazeh, in this world, your body, your money, family and friends. And the second category, number 4 and 5, are included in the things that benefit in the next world. So the fourth chelek, which we're going to talk about now, are the obligations, the mitzvahs that relate to a person himself and has no impact on anyone else. That's chelek harevi, how to apply practical bitachon in that case. So says the Chovas Alavavos, so pirush habitachon anochin sheishtamish bo bechelek harevi. What is the proper bitachon one should use in this fourth category? That includes and encompasses the obligations that a person has on the heart, on his heart, v'alayvarim, and on his limbs. Hanoigim elo bilvad. They only relate to him. And whether he keeps them, fulfills the mitzvah, transgresses the aveira, does not fulfill the mitzvah, has no bearing and has no effect on someone else. Kigayin atzoyim, fasting, atzvila, prayer, mitzvah, sukkah, lulav, tzitzish, mir, shabbos, umayadim, all of these mitzvahs, ben adam, lamakayim, whether a person keeps them or doesn't, it's all personal. It's nagiah to him. It doesn't have an effect on anyone else. They don't have anything to do with anyone else. And whatever he gets, the gain or the damage that a person has, if he keeps the mitzvah so'ivar aleim, negeh lo bilvad. It only has to do with him, v'loy l'shar b'nei adam. Hatzura ha'nechayna shal ha'bitachin al ha'likim, b'chol ma shenegeh l'chayvis halalu, hizoy she'avar. So the proper way a person should have bitachin in Hashem, in all of these obligations, says the Chovas Alavavos, I'm going to explain in a moment, and from Hashem I ask to show me, to teach me with His mercy, the truth. It's interesting why the Chovas Alavavos puts in that tefillah over here, like in the middle over here. Maybe it's because it's more negeah bein adam l'amakim. I'm not sure. V'zeu habir, this is the explanation. Pulas ha-mitzvah oy ha-aveira. The action of a mitzvah and aveira, yefshe l'odam la'asoyse l'betzirif shloisha dvarim. It cannot be carried out unless you have three conditions. Aleph, sheliboy u'matzpuna yivchar bo'yse pu'ula. You have to have a desire in your heart to do the mitzvah, the action. Beis, so first you have a desire, now you decide, you make a decision that this is actually what you want to do. And gimel shiyishtad lohitzis apula lapayla deyavarev agluyim lohaviyasol chalamaisa. And then the third condition is that you have to put it into action. Try, attempt to do what your heart desired and what you decided you want to do with your evarim agluyim, with your limbs, and bring it to the world of action. Uvishnei advarim arishayinim, shulinela mitanu keitzer olav linag behem. In the first two things, it's not hidden from us exactly how you're supposed to approach those two. Dehainu babechira b'mitzvah oiva avera, meaning the choice to do a mitzvah or do an aveira, uvachlato v'chaynes la'asoysa, meaning, choosing means because I have that desire, and then the actual decision to do the mitzvah or the aveira, B'dvarim eile habitochen alakim utos v'tipshus. When it comes to those two first conditions, the desire and the decision, that's not bitachon. Bitachon doesn't play a role. Relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you to have the right desires and have the right decisions, and as we'll explain this in a moment, he says is a mistake and is foolishness. Sherei b'yiri yisborach moser sabichir alavid esay. Ailahamre esay l'reshus einu anu. Because Hashem gave us free choice. We have Bechira to choose to serve Him or to rebel against Him. That's up to us. Choose life. So the only thing where Bitachon plays a role, and actually doing and fulfilling your desire and your decision, and accomplishing and being successful in doing the mitzvah or doing the avera. The decision is ours. The desire is ours. Whether we'll be successful in actually being mekayim, that's not up to our bechira. That's tali in the world of action. And in the world of action, there's a lot of variables, and not all those variables, and most none of those variables are really in our control. Person wants to shake lulav. He has a desire to shake lulav. He wants to shake lulav. If he can't find a lulav, it's not going to help him. V'chahena. Similar examples. So Chavis Avavis is telling us, in the first two conditions, Bechira plays no role at all. Bitachon plays no role at all. That's Bechira. In the third one, that's where you have Bitachon. And he explains. If when we're talking about choosing how to serve Hashem, the desire and the decision, if he will rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yomer, lo yevchar, I'm not choosing, v'lo yachli, no decisions, lases mume me'avaydes ha'borei, I'm going to sit back and wait for that strong excitement that Hashem is going to just put into my heart to make me want to do a mitzvah. You've strayed from the straight road. Relying on Hashem that we should want to do mitzvahs and decide to do mitzvahs, Hashem said, that's not me. I gave you into your hand the decision to desire things and to decide to do them. Got to work at it. Make desires for yourself. Choose to do mitzvahs. Choose to decide that to do the right thing. And it works. You need to do ishtadlus. And that's the proper way in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. V'mizdamnun lanu emtzayim. If then, the third condition, which means we then get the ability, the physical ability, the emtzayim, those mediums. V'yesh lanu esaf sharz lo'itzi la'pel es ha'mais ha'mitzvahs shebacharnu b'mikvar. And we're able to put into action our choice of mitzvahs. We chose. The action is not in our hands. So then, Ozne Kalbos HaSochar HaMalei, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, you'll get full reward. Reishis first, Amasha Becharnu B'Mitzvah, you get reward for the proper choice. Sheini Al Nechayne Shalonu L'Asitzaysa, second, you'll get reward for the decision to actually do it. Ushlishis Al HaShlamas HaSiyasa Deyavar HaMagluyim, and then you'll get reward for the action itself. But if for whatever reason our limbs are not able to complete the action of the mitzvah, that third condition wasn't in our hands, we'll still get schar for the choice and the decision. In a different shar, a person wants to do a mitzvah, says the Gemara, and then it's beyond his control, he can't. Hashem gives him schar. And the same thing is when it comes to punishment for averus. So when it comes to the desire and the decision, the choice to do it, and the decision to actually bring it to action, Those things are uvacharta b'chaim. That's bechira. That's where you need to put in all your efforts. You can't rest in your laurels and say, I'm waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, relying on Him to make it all happen for me. It's only in the third part that's out of our control, when I want to actually put it into action, and that depends on all different variables, that's where my bitachon plays a role.